100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. But it's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was still. Got a bunch of stories in, so how about I play them back for you? What do you think I was going to say? Write them all down, cut them all up, and come up with some sort of William Burroughs kind of cut-up poetry? No. Oh, that might be fun. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars series. Book 4 is still available, or newly available, at Amazon.com, so check it out if you're interested. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 764, with a prompt of still. Here is my story. Bilbert held his breath while the federal agents approached Linoleum Anda. "Okay, young lady, tell us what you know about this boy's superpowers." Linoleum Anda stood there, as still and silent as a winter night after snowfall. Mr. Withybottom put his hand on her shoulder. "Come on, Linny. Tell them what you told me." She glared at her father, fire burning in her eyes. She pressed her lips still tighter together and shook her head. The federal agent folded his arms. "Your dad knows something, and we don't have all night. Do we need to take you downtown for interrogation?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Clusterfuck 3. As music died down, all that is left is a rustle of paper and fabric, then just a still. On stage is a lone mic, a singular silver thread in a mass of matte black flats and curtains. Greg slowly walks across the stage, dozens upon dozens of eyes tracking him. In the row ahead, and to the left, sits the woman who was the departed woman's best friend. I know, because she has said as much the whole week. Greg tracks the room and takes hold of the mic stand like a man born to the touch. To be continued. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He looked outside. Nothing. He squinted and felt trapped. The river was still there, flowing freely, but where were they? No boats, no whales, no dragons. They weren't coming after all, were they? He squinted again and thought he saw a... No, nothing. The people here mustn't know he was expecting them. Then the horn sounded. Alarm! Alarm! He rushed back to the window, but... Ronnie, what's going on? He shook his head. Come on, it's time. Let's get you baited. He knew one day they'd come and rescue him. And don't forget to take your pills, said the nurse. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
At first, there is the terror. The screaming and crying. The frenzied fighting. The heart pounds, arms and legs flail, the body twists and turns maniacally as the pain courses through. Time passes. Your struggles begin to cease. Breathing becomes heavy and labored. Then comes sobbing, the weeping, the whimpering. Soon, exhausted, broken and beaten, both physically and emotionally, you cross the boundary between hope and despair. The will to live that has driven you so far now fails and fades. Succumbing to the inevitable, there is nothing save the occasional, involuntary twitch. Until, at last, all is finally still.
Rick Thomas here from Fort Myers, Florida, with the weekly challenge on the topic of still. This is kind of a weird one. I almost didn't post it because it really isn't what I was looking to write. It just kind of came out of me, so here it is. Still. Meditation is the art of doing nothing constructively. Our conscious mind steers our lives, for the most part, from infancy until old age. There is an incredible benefit to be had in training oneself to release control of our thoughts by the conscious mind and allow the subconscious to take the wheel. Once the mind is truly motionless, you may be surprised or enlightened by that which fills the void or skitters along a distant but visible horizon. Observe and contemplate. Observe is a powerful verb. It can be all-encompassing. Observation, done properly, well contemplated, can be, should be, life-changing. Little different. I hope you guys enjoyed it. See y'all next week.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic still. It's called Sparkling or Still. Sparkling or still? The waiter asked, his face cocked expectantly to one side. Tap, I responded bluntly, and his upper lip curled into a semi-snarl. Yes, I'm one of those annoying people who balk at the thought of paying for ridiculously overpriced bottled water in posh restaurants. It's bad enough being charged for the dry and tasteless bread rolls that they slip onto your table without invitation, but it just adds insult to injury when you're expected to pay for water, too. One tap water, he snarled. Oh, with ice, please. I assume that's made from tap water, too? Okay, all done. I shall go off now to my strange place where I go in between these weekends. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's been 26 years since you died. 27? Our baby, the one that you were going to tell me about, would be about that old. A boy, a girl, I didn't ask. But they'd be on their own by now. Graduated college, maybe finishing medical school. Or sometime in the military, maybe a career out of it, like you did. Would they earn honors and medals, raise kids of their own, or earn an early grave, like you did? It's easy to live in the past and the never was, and be just as dead in the now as you are.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of still. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week. I know that with the holiday season, things get busy and you keep thinking, oh my god, another sale, oh my second cousin Grumper needs a pair of socks, oh, where can I get those, and so on. It's all right. Take your time. We'll be back here whenever you need us for a little bit of creative expression. Although it would help if I were to make some of the topics, you know, holiday themed so that you could, oh my god, my second cousin Grumper, make the topic socks. I mean, if you need to do that and you don't care what the topic is, just go ahead and write them. We'll be here. Anyway, that's it for this week. There'll be stories all throughout the week, and then we'll be right back with the weekly challenge. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.